Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Steve Osher's here, too, folks. Steve is one of the new members of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Internet Profits. He's considered America's reinvention expert. He's a longtime pioneer and an early adopter of e-commerce on the Internet. And he's our friend, Steve Osher. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, great, man. Thanks for having me again.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, Steve, you're a reinvention expert. That means you help people understand that we all have to continue to learn. We all have to continue to make ourselves viable and attractive to the institutions, the organizations that from which we make our living, right? Whether it be our own small businesses or our employees of a business, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, look, the reality is that you can't be stagnant. And I think that's where a lot of people get it wrong, is that they feel that the skills that they've acquired are all the skills that they need. And, you know, times change and people change.
Yeah.
And we're always in a state of reinvention, but the reality is that some of us have to make really a 180-degree shift, whereas others of us maybe just have to make a more subtle shift.
Right.
But you've always got to be in and of the mindset that where you're at now is not where you're going to be a year from now, and you've always got to be prepared for what's new, what's now, and what's next. And so many people just become complacent, which is why when, you know, the pink slips come, it's really no surprise that the guy who's coming in at 9:01 and checking out at 4:59 is, you know, one of the first ones to get the cut.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the things I've been talking a lot about over the years, Steve, is what I call the velocity of change. Change is the only constant, right? We've heard that all our lives. The only constant in our lives is change. And but there was a time, Steve, when you could become a craftsman. You could make your living your whole life as a craftsman. You could train your son or daughter to be a craftsman like that, and they could make their living. And for generation after generation, you know, nobody had to learn anything new, really, just to basically do that job. Well, those days are gone. In my career, Steve, you could develop a strategy in a business and expect it to last at least 12 months. Now we're measuring those kinds of generations in terms of the internet, and an internet year for about 15 years now. A year has been measured as an internet year, which is maybe 90 days if you're lucky. And it's very similar. It's very similar to your own skills, isn't it?
It is. I mean, technology. That's one of the beautiful things. It's the double-edged sword of where we're at with things. I mean, technology literally changes, as you said, and sometimes as quickly as a 90-day cycle. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not a massive change in terms of the replacement of existing tools, but it is a subtle change that represents that a year from now, that tool could become obsolete.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And the thing is, one of the words I've been using a lot lately is expectation. You know, our expectations are changing. And the person, the group that whose expectations are changing the fastest, Steve, are customers. Customer expectations are changing very rapidly. They're quickly evolving. And isn't that what's driving everything? The customers have new expectations. That puts pressure on the company to evolve. The company has to put pressure on the employees to evolve. If you're going to hire a new employee and they don't have the newly evolved skills, they're not going to get hired.
Well, I mean, look, Jim, I mean, that's certainly it's a sad, sad statement when somehow that hits the forefront of reality.
Right.
You know, I mean, really, have we gotten to the point where people are building businesses in a non-customer-centric fashion? But
right.
The reality is that we have. The reality is that there are many, many companies that have gone by the wayside because they put profits before customers. And
right.
Ultimately, that equation will lead to someone else stepping in and providing the type of service that customer needs.
You could get away with that 50 years ago. You can't get away with that today.
Well, you can't only because there's so much more competition.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you could before because there weren't that many people playing your game. But now it's a matter of, and plus it's also an access to information issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, you didn't have the ability to simply go out and just find another company in an easy way that did what you needed.
Or get the information you needed. As I've said many times before, when I was a young pup in sales, I was my customer's internet.
Mm-hmm.
I brought them
exactly.
the information they needed. Now they don't need me for that.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly
And this
that's
is this
exactly
is an, this
point.
Is back to if you're in sales, you've got to understand that customers are plugging into you at a different level. If you're looking for a job in sales, if you're hiring people for sales, you have to realize it all comes back to the changes in customer expectations. That drives everything in the marketplace, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but I'm not going to sit here and say that customer expectations have changed because, I mean, realistically...
They have, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think that it's more a communication issue. I think people are just more vocal now than they were before.
Steve, so, they expect you... They expect a lot of different things. They expect you to be able to have the technology that helps them. They expect you not to insult them by telling them something that you should realize they already know.
Yeah, but Jim, really, was that ever something that people would tolerate?
Well, but see, now, you said it yourself, the customer is more informed. That changes their expectations.
It changes their option.
I'm telling you.
I don't think...
We just going to have to disagree on that because I'm seeing this all over the marketplace. When we come back, I want you to talk about the jobs report, Steve.
Okay.
After we talk, after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingham. I'm putting Steve in the timeout chair for 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.